Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, this is my third day, but I'm going to continue on with a story that Missionary Rick Martin from Iloilo City in the Philippines gives, and he's sharing some of the news of their people who've been saved in the Philippines, trained in their Bible college, and then called to be missionaries and raise their support in the Philippines. And I've already told you about a couple of them. Let me talk about a third one today, Edward Calibayan, missionary to Zambia. Edward has been in Zambia for 17 years now, and his oldest two sons, Daniel and Denard, are both preparing to go back to Zambia as missionaries, and they both graduated from Iloilo Baptist College a year ago. Now, back in 2010, when Becky and I visited his one-year-old church, they were meeting under some trees. Brother Mario Ganeda, who was also in Zambia, told me that Brother Calibayan was the hardest working person he knew. So later, his church built a wooden church building. Now, they don't last long in many places in Africa because the termites eat them. And of course, having lived there in that area myself, we like to eat the African termites. They're sweet like honey, but the termites eat the wooden buildings down. But later, when the church had grown, he and its members built a building, and his church's name is Sesheke Baptist Church. Now, Sesheke is the place where missionary David Livingston discovered the Zambezi River, which flows into Victoria Falls. So it's exciting to hear what God is doing there in Africa, especially for me, because I've been in that part of the world, and I know that these men are doing a wonderful job of winning people and planting churches. Well, another one of their missionaries, Christian Barrientos, is a missionary to Mozambique. And he's a 2010 graduate of Iloilo Baptist College, and he's currently on deputation, and he's already taken a survey trip and hoping to get to Mozambique later this year. So would you please pray for him? And that's one that's not yet on the field. But then there's Ernest Paul Ahito, who's a missionary to South Sudan. Ernest Paul grew up in our church. His father was our youth director for 14 years. And in 2004, his father, Ernelito Ahito, started a church in Santa Barbara, Iloilo, and later started a Bible college there. And his Bible college graduates have started 12 churches. Now they have their first missionary, his son, Ernest Paul, and he's always been very quiet and serious about serving the Lord. So he made a trip to South Sudan recently, and now he's on deputation. And one of the ways missionaries can raise their support is to have them go to the area meetings that we have each month for our graduates. And these meetings are in 14 different locations, with 10 of them being in our region and 4 outside of this region. And instead of the missionary having to travel to all the churches, the pastors at the area meetings who support the missionaries will hear them speak at these meetings. So it's an exciting thing to realize that missions is not just an American enterprise. It's a biblical Bible enterprise, and thank the Lord for these fine young people, some of them who are already on the field serving and some of them who are going, and their constant needs as these missionaries go out. And then God's calling new missionaries from their churches. And one of them's a young person on deputation going to the country of Senegal, where my family and I served for 16 years. So pray for all of them.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.